Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, my name is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest is one of these people that has God experiences all the time. In fact, he said to me, God is so talkative. Now, most other people, they say, what's the matter with me? How come God's not so talkative to me? And he says that God has told him that His assignment is to equip you so that God will be talkative in your life. Anyone interested? Yes. So you're a teenager. You come to know the Messiah, and shortly thereafter, you hear the voice of God. What did He say to you?
Sid, it was like an echoey, thunderous voice that filled the room that I was in.
Now, that's the way I envision that when God spoke to Moses, it was like Charlton Heston's voice. Was it similar?
I really wish I could imitate it, because it was so, you know, real, thunderous. It was majestic. There was power. And the words themselves penetrated my entire being. I literally felt my bones vibrating under the intensity of the words. And He spoke to me this one thing. He said, I want to speak to you like I spoke to Moses. When He said that, I could feel shock waves of His presence coursing up and down my body, and I passed out. Now I know I was out under the power of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Maybe I was out like Adam when God put him in the spirit of a deep sleep. But it was in that moment that I received an impartation to walk with God.
You're in Brazil, and you have an unusual heavenly visitation. Tell me about that.
I was preparing, as I do for the meetings that we do, whether it's in the U.S., Brazil, around the world. But I get alone with God, and I want to prepare myself. I want to get my heart ready. I was not ready for what was about to happen. In a moment, I was caught up and I was flying through the heavens. I remember seeing the clouds passing by me, stars. I mean, I was going way up, and I said, what is going on? And I heard a voice, and I heard this voice say, I'm taking you to the third heaven. When I arrived in this location, there was thick, dark clouds all around. I mean, billowy dark clouds. And behind these dark clouds was a being of living light. It looked like lightning. And it was moving, and it was alive and luminescent, just powerful. And I could feel the energy of the moment. I was also afraid, Sid. I had so much fear, but it wasn't the fear like Halloween type fear. It was the fear of God. I was aware and connected to the fear of God, and I could feel it so tangible. And in a moment, I'm talking, I must have been there 30 seconds, maybe 45 seconds. I don't know how long in eternity that is, but all of a sudden I'm back in my body and I'm laying in bed, and I can feel the power of God still coursing over my physical body. I was there in one moment, now I'm back in my body. I feel this power. I'm vibrating with this energy, and I'm crying, I'm weeping. I'm undone. I don't know what to do. But I go to the meeting that night. I have a team with me, and I say to them, guys, I just had a fresh encounter with God. I want to pray for you. I want to bless you. I didn't really explain anything. I go up on the stage. I'm speaking, and suddenly people are looking at me, pointing at me, and I'm getting a little paranoid, like maybe I have something, you know, on me that shouldn't be. You know, maybe I look weird. I don't know. but the whole crowd is starting to point to me. And I'm getting a little nervous. I'm getting a little self-conscious. Someone comes up to me in the middle of the moment and says, they're pointing at you because you're lit up like a light bulb and you're glowing. Hmm. I was glowing, visibly glowing in the natural. And behind me, the whole wall got filled with gold. It was like golden glitter had just filled the wall, and it was glory. My Bible had been filled with gold. I didn't know what to do. So I stopped the meeting. I said, let's pray for the sick.
So that's a good thing to
do. I mean, where do you read about what to do when these type of things happen? I just went with whatever was in my spirit. And so everybody came up, and as people were coming up, they were getting healed of, I remember a woman had like a deviated septum or something of that nature. I didn't even pray for her, but as she's coming up to the front, everyone is getting healed, and reminded me of the moment when Peter's shadow would touch those that were laid out in the city streets, and his shadow would heal people. So much glory on Peter. His connection with God was so much that his shadow would heal those as he passed by.
Were many of those people healed?
All of them were healed.
All?
All of them were healed. That's the thing. We went through every single person, and by the end, we weren't even praying for people, and people were getting healed.
Okay, you're sick. You got allergies. It's not the end of the world, but I know people with allergies, and it's a tough thing to have. An angel showed up?
Yeah, this was, you know, it really hits home when it's personal. And in this moment, I was not expecting what was about to happen. I had been in a season, it may have been 2-3 years of allergies so bad, I was in hay fever all day. I mean, I felt miserable. It's no kind of life to live. I literally would go to bed excited because it was the moment where I would no longer experience this torture of allergies. And all day long, I ended up on so much medication, nothing would work. And so I one day was praying, God, heal me, heal me, heal me. I go to a friend's house that night, and we're just at a house. We're enjoying a meal. And I begin to share with him what God's doing. And he says, well, you should pray for my kids when they get here. His kids were coming back from college. So we pray for them. We start praying for them. Some words of knowledge were happening. We're ministering prophetically. In the middle of that moment, God hijacked our situation.
What do you mean?
I saw an angel step out of the corner of the room. What I mean is the angel was invisible, and then he became visible. And I saw this angel, and in my spirit, I had a knowing. I had a sensation that was a knowing, like I know that I know that I know. And I know in that moment that God is about to do a special miracle. I don't know what the miracle is. I say, how about we do this? Go get some unscented olive oil. So I had them run around, find some unscented olive oil. They brought it out. Every one of us smelled it in the room. It was unscented. I wanted to verify that it was unscented olive oil. I said, God, as we pour out this olive oil.
God, as I pour out this olive oil, transform it into our favorite fragrance right now.
We poured it out on this kid's hand, and instantly that oil transformed from the regular unscented olive oil, the natural scent that it already carries, to the smell of roses and laundry detergent.
I'll take the roses.
Yeah. It was so thick. It was so real. I reach out. I put my hand in it, in this boy's hand. I pulled it to my face. I smelled it. And when I did, I smelled it. I took a deep breath. And I could feel the burning sensation going through my nose and all over the inside of my face. And I was instantly healed of allergies.
You know, Jamie, this is his life. This is happening to him all the time. And he told me he can show you how you can do this. He knows the future. He knows the future of America. He knows the future of the former Soviet Union. He knows the future of Israel. Anyone here like to hear that? I do. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
The supernatural of God knows no bounds. And now there are no limits to equipping you to receive your supernatural breakthrough anytime, any place. ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, is now available for your mobile devices and smart TVs with this free ISN app.
The world doesn't need another Christian TV network. What the world needs is life-changing programs that have a tangible outpouring of God's presence. And people need to be able to access it whenever they need it, wherever they are.
ISN makes it possible to meet you right at your point of need with live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on mobile devices or smart TVs. Or choose from dozens of powerful episodes of It's Supernatural and other exclusive programs in our online library. Just go to your app store and download it for free.
Whenever, wherever, God is not limited, and neither is your access to the supernatural of God.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, Jamie tells me God is so talkative, but he knows how God can be talkative in your life. Before we get to that, tell me what God has shown you about the former Soviet Union.
I believe Russia is a hotspot for revival right now. I believe we are going to see an epic move of God, and it's going to be centered on the Jews that are there in Russia right now. And what I've seen is that they're going to walk in a prophetic awakening that is going to cause the nations to be jealous. And even more specifically, because of what God is going to do there with them, it's going to draw Jews out of Israel to come there to seek the Lord and receive encounters with Jesus and have supernatural awakening moments. But what I saw is prophetic voices emerging from that place.
These will be like Samuel's, where their words will not fall to the ground.
Yes.
And I've been waiting for that day.
Yes. Right now, in the spirit, there is a demonic power trying to stir up a war with Russia. It is trying to sabotage a revival that God wants to do in the earth today.
Makes sense.
And I see this because he knows his time is short there. And God is about to move so powerfully, unlike we've ever seen before. And we're going to see prophets that have power and authority like Samuel, like Elijah, like those that we've heard of old. I mean, we are going to see signs and wonders, not just miracle moments in meetings, but on a world stage, we will see signs and wonders. Well, they'll call things out in the heavens.
Tell me about Israel. This is important to God. What is God telling you about Israel?
I woke up around the end of December, and I heard Israel in my spirit. Israel, Israel, Israel. And I felt in my spirit that this was a time where God wanted to walk again with Israel. He wanted to speak to Israel, and he wanted to make himself known to Israel. What I felt in my spirit was it was so important that America partner with what God wants to accomplish in Israel in these days. It was going to be a controversy in this year. Actually, over the next 4 years, there was going to be major controversy, and there were going to be people on either side of the fence, and how they partner with Israel in this time will determine the outcome of their spiritual life. I feel those who bless them and pray for them in this time will see not only harvest as far as souls, but harvest in their own life, in their families. And I feel it's so important that we come into alignment with what God is doing there. But I saw specifically Jews in Israel coming out of Israel and then being sent back in. They were coming out to be filled up and actually meet Jesus, Messiah. They were going to be sent back in with signs, wonders, and miracles.
What is God telling you about the United States of America? What's God showing you?
I'm seeing an awakening from coast to coast. Specifically on the East Coast right now, we will see a revival from New Jersey all the way down, and it will even touch Cuba. Cuba will be a major hotspot for revival and awakening. And I feel in this hour right now, the East Coast has an opportunity, and it will begin to see the power of God travel down all the way from the upper Northeast down towards the Florida Panhandle, and we'll see revival and awakening. California and the West Coast, the rest of the West Coast, I feel God is going to raise up prophetic voices from those locations that will prophesy and do signs and wonders unlike ever before. And out of that prophetic the mantle that will be released. We'll see emerging media movements that will so strike the media that news like CNN, NBC, they'll want to see it, and they'll turn off everything else in the regular programming to watch what God is doing. The news right now is reaching. They have no news. They're just trying to create news. But when they see the living God at work, moving, they're going to turn everything towards that focus, that center of attention, because God is going to hijack the media, and we are going to see such a media movement that the world has never seen. And I'm talking kids with their iPhones, their Androids, their camera phones, picking up resurrections, filming
resurrections.
I mean, we're going to see these type of events, and it's going to hit every major media outlet, as well as some of the media outlets that our kids are able to connect with today.
What's going to happen to our kids? I mean, I see what the colleges are doing to Christian kids. They go in a Christian and they walk out a heathen.
You know what? Where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. We're going to see revival momentum unlike ever before at the universities and even in the middle education. I mean, we are going to see such a move of God. My daughter is a total exact expression of what we're seeing in the earth today. At the age of 3, Jesus visits her and she comes to Jesus. He wakes her up in the middle of the night and she comes to Jesus. At the age of 5, an angel of God came to her and put his hand on her shoulder in the middle of the night. She said, "Mommy, Daddy, his hand was hot on my shoulder all night. And he spoke to me and he said to me, 'Stay away from wickedness, and I will be with you all the days of your life.'"
That's the generation that is coming. Can you, I don't care what the devil has done. I don't care how negative it looks in your life, your family's life, your house's life. I'm telling you, this is a new day, and God is going to make himself strong in your life. When we come back, I want Jamie to teach you how to do exactly, how to hear exactly the types of things he does, the types of things he hears. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Jamie Galloway has had multiple open visions of the third heaven, and the Lord shared with him how every believer can experience these heavenly visitations. Now he wants to impart to you how to obtain God's supernatural authority and power to help you fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose. Call now and get Jamie Galloway's powerful book and his 4-part audio CD teaching, Supernatural Revolution, Prophetic Vision for the 21st Century, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9466. Through this book, Supernatural Revolution, you will understand a powerful key that will open you up to heavenly visitations. Learn how to have divine visitations that will cause a huge shift in your life and will release unprecedented amounts of supernatural favor. Tap into a new season of unparalleled angelic help that will release miracles, signs, and wonders. Begin walking in a new prophetic mantle that will help you obtain powerful revelatory insight. Receive a release of God's creative power to transform the world around you. Begin to walk in supernatural strength and see sudden answers to prayer. Many people report to Jamie that they have had visitations just from reading this book. Through his anointed 4-part audio CD teaching series, you will see God begin to invade your life with the supernatural. Begin to experience deep encounters of what it looks like to go beyond the veil into the Holy of Holies. Learn how to operate in the 4 stages of outpouring, including the rain, the lightning, the fire, and the glory. Jamie includes anointed prayers, a call to action, and a powerful impartation to help you enact what you are learning.
Anything Jamie can do, you can do.
Don't miss out on getting Jamie Galloway's powerful book and his 4-part audio CD teaching, Supernatural Revolution, Prophetic Vision for the 21st Century, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9466. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9466 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, Jamie, as you know, the Bible says that the Gentile believer in the Messiah is to provoke the Jew to jealousy. Well, I think you're provoking a lot of Jews and Christians to jealousy right now. How can we do what you do? What you do reads like the book of Acts, maybe even stronger. And let's face it, most Christians live a very boring life.
I totally agree. I've made it my goal, Sid, to take people out of boredom and into an adventure with God. We owe the world an encounter. So how do we host that encounter in our life? I've found there is a secret ancient way of waiting on God that unlocks the supernatural in your life. This is the key. Waiting on God puts you in a place for visitation. It puts you in a place where you can encounter God and actually go into the realms of the supernatural. So many of us stop and we're satisfied with the still small voice, but the still small voice is an invitation for more. So do we know how to wait on God?
And many people don't even hear the still small voice because they don't, as you put it, know how to wait on God. How do we wait on God?
Waiting on God leads you to the still small voice, and waiting on God leads you to a visitation. So here's what I do. I sit down, I get myself in a place of stillness. I don't let anything distract me. I turn my cell phone off. I put it as far from me as possible. I'm stealing time to wait on God. I don't want any distractions. Sometimes I do it in the night when no one else can distract me. Sometimes I'm doing it right before I go to bed. That way I posture myself for visitation. I dial myself down. I don't meditate. I don't think.
But wait, some might say that's New Age. What would you say?
I focus on Jesus. I'm not trying to focus on centering myself. I'm not looking inward. I'm looking at Jesus. And when I do that, I walk into the door. I have encounters. I begin to see things. I mean, I've had visions and literally taken out of my body into places, and it's all in the place of waiting on God. Your mind's going to be a monkey. It's going to go, you've got things to do. You've got to go. I mean, you'll have all of a sudden ideas that you've never had before. You'll have bills that will come up in your mind that you've never thought you should pay.
The little sound will go off on my cell phone. There's a message there. I've got to see that dumb message, right?
Exactly. We are in the most distracted age we've ever been in. So how do we free ourselves from this? Waiting on God. And I believe when we get still, that is a pathway to the supernatural. We're literally entering into the supernatural by being still and focusing on Jesus. We dialed down, and about 30, 45 minutes into it, I'm telling you, that may seem like a long time, but you'll come to a place of such focus and connection. It may even take you 5 minutes. Doesn't have to be forever. But when you do, you'll suddenly connect with the living God, and you'll be aware of Him and His presence.
And if nothing happens in that first time, should we throw in the towel or keep doing it?
You have to persist. You cannot give up. It took me 7 months.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what. I want you to pray and push your gift right now for those that are viewing and those in the studio audience. Would you pray?
Absolutely. I'm going to pray for you because I believe God wants you to visit with Him, and He wants to visit with you. He wants a visitation, and He wants to inhabit your prayer life and make it exciting. Waiting on God is not boring. You'll find yourself taken up into realms of the supernatural. Father, right now, I ask that you would release such a realm of the supernatural that there would be times of encounter, even in the waiting, where those that would be still in your presence and focus on Jesus, you would say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And when you do this, you put yourself in a place of waiting. Father, I ask that you would visit them, you would inhabit their prayers, and you would visit them with encounters of the supernatural. Show them things of heaven. Show them things of your spirit realm. And I ask that you would open their eyes, their ears, and their hearts to understand what is happening. Give them the patience and the determination to press in. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. You know what that means? So be it.
Jamie Galloway has had multiple open visions of the third heaven, and the Lord shared with him how every believer can experience these heavenly visitations. Now he wants to impart to you how to obtain God's supernatural authority and power to help you fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose. Call now and get Jamie Galloway's powerful book and his four-part audio CD teaching, Supernatural Revolution, Prophetic Vision for the 21st Century, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9466. Through this book, Supernatural Revolution, you will understand a powerful key that will open you up to heavenly visitations. Learn how to have divine visitations that will cause a huge shift in your life and will release unprecedented amounts of supernatural favor. Tap into a new season of unparalleled angelic help that will release miracles, signs, and wonders. Begin walking in a new prophetic mantle that will help you obtain powerful revelatory insight. Receive a release of God's creative power to transform the world around you. Begin to walk in supernatural strength and see sudden answers to prayer. Many people report to Jamie that they have had visitations just from reading this book. Through his anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, you will see God begin to invade your life with the supernatural. Begin to experience deep encounters of what it looks like to go beyond the veil into the Holy of Holies. Learn how to operate in the four stages of outpouring, including the rain, the lightning, the fire, and the glory.
So what does it look like to be supernatural in every single situation? God can turn your ordinary to extraordinary. And I believe Supernatural Revolution, as well as the four CD set, will really bring you to a place of understanding and awaken your senses to operate in the supernatural. This is revolutionary because now you are being given an opportunity to walk with God in a way you've never, ever seen before.
Jamie includes anointed prayers, a call to action, and a powerful impartation to help you enact what you are learning.
You've got a choice right now. This book will cause your expectation to soar. These teachings will allow you to see what is possible. Anything Jamie can do, you can do. If you want to be just a spectator, fine. But if you're ready to say, "Hineni, here am I, God," I believe the book, an exclusive four CD set, Supernatural Revolution, will catapult you into being front and center.
Don't miss out on getting Jamie Galloway's powerful book and his four-part audio CD teaching, Supernatural Revolution, Prophetic Vision for the 21st Century, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9466. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9466. Or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Did you know that God made healing simple? Join me, Dr. Sandra Kennedy, on It's Supernatural with Sid Roth, and I will show you how simple it really is to receive your healing.